little bit of Rashi this morning. Vayavo shnei malachim sdoma ve'erev ve'lot yoshev b'shar sdom v'yar lot v'yakam likratam v'yishtachu apayim arza. This is the two angels that arrive in Sodom to destroy Sodom and to save Lot. So they find Lot sitting at the gate of Sodom. Rashi comments, "Velot yashav b'shar Sodom, yashav k'tiv." There's no vav after the yud. It looks like yashav, which is to tell you, "Oto ayom minuhu shofet aleihem." That it was on this day that they appointed him as a shofet. You know, shofet in Tanakh is not exactly a judge, but it's like a mayor or somebody who's in charge, some kind of leader. It's a leadership position. And Rashi's saying, from the fact that it looks like it's in Lashon Avar, it means that it was something that had just happened, and it happened in the past. So this is teaching you that it was on that day that they appointed him as a shofet. Now, the reason why this is striking, and what's so ironic about what Rashi writes over here, is that later on, when the people of Sodom come to, you know, to grab the two malachim, and Lot says that he's not going to let them go, and that they're visitors and they should leave them alone. So what they declare is that this person came laguritanu v'hashafet shafot aleinu, and now he's judging us, and he's trying to push us around. So it's ironic because you appointed him as a shofet. So why are you complaining that he's acting like a shofet? He's not just a ger anymore. He's not just a stranger. You appointed him as a shofet. So there's two things that we can learn from this. One is that the Gur Arye understands that this is the corruption that there was in Sodom, is that they appointed somebody as a leader, but now they're not listening to him. You know, they are the ones who said that he's going to be in charge, but they chafe at when he actually tries to govern. He tries to do something. That's one idea. The other idea is something the Kliyakar says. The Kliyakar says over there in Pasuk Tet, when they say Ashafet Shafet Ashafot Shafet Aleinu, that he's judging us. So the Kliyakar says, no, we appointed you in order to enforce the already existing laws. We have minhagim, we have traditions. We wanted you to enforce them, not to make up new ones. You're not supposed to change anything. That we're upset about. And there's actually a little bit of a good advice over here, which is that when a person is appointed as a leader, their first act, it's not always a great idea to change things right away. I remember when the rabbi of my shul, we got a new rabbi, and there were some things that he thought that we shouldn't be doing, but he didn't change them right away. For example, there was tachanun at mincha. So he let it go for about a year and a half where we weren't saying tachanun at mincha. And when he asked why we don't do that, they just say, that's the minhag, that's what we do. And then after a while, once he felt more comfortable, he was able to talk about changing it. So when a leader comes in, it's not a good idea to immediately start changing things just in terms of from a practical perspective. Yom Tov.